vinyl, tapes, and CDs added weekly, with spine-tingling vinyl, cassettes that won't put you in debt, and CDs? Well, you just got a CD's compact discs with your 10% discount.
Join CKUW 95.9 FM Community of Support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Good morning, CKUW listeners. Welcome to Dialogues, Gravel Roads to City Lights. I'm Marianne Sorelli. We're here in studio with Kaylin Spain, the other co-host. And this is our first Fun Drive show. So we're going to be doing a few things a little differently today in terms of talking about all the wonderful value from listening to community radio and listening to CKUW. We're going to hear from one of our Gravel Roads and CKUW fans, Catherine. We're going to have a call from her, and we're going to play some songs. We're going to be, of course, telling you about all the benefits of making a contribution to CKUW during this month, February's Fun Drive Month. So I want to say good morning to Kaylin.
Good morning. Nice to see you in person.
We're both in the studio here. And we're going to, I think, let's start off by talking a little bit about our show. You know, we've only been doing this for a couple of months now. And came up with this idea of having dialogue on the radio, talking about talking, as I like to say. So Dialogues, Gravel Roads to City Lights is a show that is sharing the spot this time every Friday, starting at 8 in the morning, with Wooden Spoons. So Wooden Spoons is a longtime CKOW show hosted by Mary Jane Eason, who has been doing this for over 20 years. And our show tries to do something a little bit different, which is to talk about hot issues with cool heads. So this idea, we're digging into a lot of issues that are controversial or topical, and we want to look at them from both an urban and rural perspective. And we want to explore what's common between rural and urban Manitobans and talk about that the experience of what it's like to live in rural and urban Manitoba. And one of the main things that we really want to get at in our show is what are the things that rural and northern Manitobans really want us urbanites to know and understand better. And then also the flip side of that, what do people from urban Winnipeg or other urban communities in Manitoba, what do they want folks from rural and northern Manitoba to really get and to understand better? So I don't know, Kaylin, you want to add anything to that? Our morning
Well, it feels like we've been on this journey for a long time, even though it's been half a year, 6 months. Like, we started in the fall, and I feel like we've done so much, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're going to recap some of the shows that we've done and some of the guests that we've had on. And as we plan this show, Marianne, I feel like we're there's just so much. It's like the infinity goes on, like the potential of topics that we could explore are basically endless, because what we're finding is that our guests that we're having on are inspiring us to, you know, think about, oh, we didn't think about it from that way, right? Let's explore, oh, that we this kind of topic could help us dig in a little bit deeper into youth, and what about this? And there's all these other layers. And I think, I mean, I'm the conflict nerd here a little bit, but I mean, like, Marianne, you invited me in part because of my mediation background and conflict resolution nerd background, where, you know, I think about what conflict does can provide an opportunity for people to bring, you know, come together and talk about things, really. I mean, especially if they disagree about something. There's lots of hot topics, as you're saying, Marianne, to that we could explore, hot topics with cool heads, where there's an opportunity to explore what are the beliefs or values or interests beneath the surface of that conflict. And so it's kind of like that iceberg analogy that many people are familiar with, where, you know, what we see on the surface above is like how people are acting, or maybe what they're saying. And then what we really want to get at is like, what are they really about? Like, what do they really believe? And why are those issues important to them? So really excited for this opportunity. And it's really nice to be here in person, because I drove in from Arbourg, Manitoba. I live north of Winnipeg. It's about an hour and a half. And we're kind of at the end of the line, people say. It's like if you go up Highway number 7, most people are familiar with Highway 8, which is to Gimli, but I come in on the number 7, and Arbourg, Manitoba is like kind of the end of the line, and then from there you would be considered like northern Manitoba. So I came in yesterday, and it's nice to be here in person, so, and to like see you, Marianne, and hopefully catch up a little bit before we run off to our next meetings after this. So yeah, and I wanted to to build on the whole fun drive. So it actually starts tonight, and so I'm really excited that we could sort of, you know, plant the seeds, if you will, to use a lot of farming analogies here, that we wanted to give folks sort of the opportunity to understand, as we're also like learned this week about Fun Drive, that it's starting tonight, and there's different ways that you can support. And so it really depends on what your comfort level is. And, you know, maybe you're like a phone person, or maybe you're just like, I just want to go onto my app for my banking and just make an e-transfer that way. I don't need to talk to somebody, but it really depends on who you are. So there's different ways. So Fundrive is going to be happening. It starts tonight, and there's going to be different shows that are happening over the course of the next 2 weeks. And so actually our next show on February 20th is also going to be technically kind of a Fundrive show. So there will be other opportunities to support as well. And so we're really today talking about, you know, what makes radio so unique and special and provides so many opportunities for people to be, you know, on air and talking about different issues, as we've been talking about. So starting at 5 o'clock tonight is when the phone line will be open. So there is a phone number I have here. It's 204-774-6877. You can talk to a real human, which is super like rare, I find these days. Okay, is it just me, or is like you go and you call a phone number and then some sort of robot's like beep boop beep boop, anyways, and then you're like on hold for a million years. But that's one way that you can support. And then there's also pledges that you can make online. So this is a pretty easy URL. It's fundrive.ckuw.ca. Or you can also go to the website ckuw.ca/donate. So if you go to the website there, you can make a pledge. So starting tonight, again, the Fundrive is going to kick off. If you're tuning into CKUW today, you're probably going to hear more about it. So, you know, this isn't the first time they're going to have this information, but we wanted to plant the seed at 8 a.m. on a Friday when everyone's like drinking coffee, waking up. My kids were up at 6 a.m. this morning, by the way, Marianne, I forgot to tell you. They knew I was doing a radio show. So yeah, 6 a.m. They slept in the same room, so that's why. And they had a little slumber party. There's another way here. Okay, so you can also, if you're an e-transfer person, this is the other way. fundrive@ckuw.ca is the email. So that's another, so there's three ways. So there's phone, human, real life. I'm getting some nods here in the studio of like, these are humans who will talk to you about supporting your local radio. And then you can also go online, make a pledge to those websites, and then you can also send an e-transfer, any amount. But we're going to actually talk more about the amounts, right, Marianne? We're going to talk about the amounts and kind of like maybe what are some of the you know, incentives a little bit of the fund drive, but also like what does it mean if you were to donate a certain amount? We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. So what else? I wanted to mention just how you know what? I think I'll talk about how, in reality, $35 is that the $35 is actually really where it's kind of like the golden ticket in a way. It's like the beautiful. If people are wondering, well, how much is reasonable to give? What kind of amount should I? I think $35. It sounds like is kind of the way to aim for. We can flesh that out a little bit more as we go. But yeah, I think what's exciting for us about this opportunity is that really, like, this is a platform for us to bring together our guests and to also talk about talking, as you said, Marianne. And and there's no ads, you know, there's no sponsors, really, aside from the fact that we have, like, the community that's, like, supporting us. And it's accessible, and we have listeners, and we're building up our followers on social media as well. So it's really exciting. So it's good to be here. I think we're going to play a song, and then we're going to jump into more of the you know, ongoing of how you can support CQW.
Our tongues. They tried to take our tongues. We lost our language, and we didn't. In Nuvola, we didn't. In Nuvola. You can't take that from us. You can't take that from us. You can't take our blood. You can't take that from us. You can't have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. You can't have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. Dukisivunga. You can't have my tongue. Put him down. Put him down. I don't want your shame. I want wanna come.
I wanna come.
I don't want your shame. It doesn't belong to me. You can't have my tongue.
That was Tanya Takak, a little bit of indigenous music this morning here on CKUW. We're doing our fun drive show for Dialogues, Gravel Roads to City Lights. I'm Marianne Sorelli with my co-host Kaylin Spain. And this show is all about the value of community radio and the idea that anybody, including, you know, the two of us who've never done any radio production, hosting like this before, can get trained and could come on and mm-hmm. do a radio show. I mean, how cool is that?
Very cool.
And that we can have a show that is about our communities, and it doesn't have any ads. It doesn't have any sponsorship. You don't need an account to go and listen to a podcast. That CKUW is completely independent. That there are just listeners like you, the people listening now, and apparently there are some 30,000 at least people in about 100 kilometer radius around here at the University of Winnipeg that tune in to listen to CKUW. And, you know, so if you can show your support today and throughout the month, if you really value this kind of radio programming and want to support not just our show, but all the shows that are on with all sorts of music that you probably want to hear on mainstream radio or in a lot of ways. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with our show as well, the Dialogue Show, the concept of a lot of shows that are talking about issues, politics. They often are like rage farming. They're often talking about things in a way that's provoking conflict, that's accentuating polarization and hyperpartisanship. And both Kaylin and I, being trained in conflict resolution, in facilitation, is how do you actually have a conversation about these issues in a way that doesn't do that, that actually helps to facilitate a dialogue where the goal is understanding. It's not a debate where you're trying to win an argument and prove somebody wrong or put them down or undermine. But how do we facilitate conversations where the goal is to build understanding and work towards possibly even more kind of collaboration and agreement? So that's the kind of work that we both do in our working lives. Kaylin Moore as a professional mediator. I'm a facilitator and work in community development, which is all about, you know, community engagement and trying to help neighbors who live close to each other get to know each other, create multi-stakeholder kinds of meetings and events. Just this past week, I was part of an amazing international conversation with a fellow named Adam Kahane, who's a world-renowned facilitator from Montreal. And he's written a book called Collaborating with the Enemy, How to Work with People That You Don't Like, Don't Trust, and what is the third one? Don't like, don't trust, and don't agree with.
Oh, yeah.
And he's written a second edition of this book, and he gave people who are also doing that kind of work a chance to meet with him and really understand his models. And it was pretty gratifying to be on this international call with people from all over the world who are really trying to do multi-stakeholder process design and facilitation that brings people together, brings people who may have very different views together to try and address issues and put the focus on addressing the very serious issues that we're facing in our world. So, you know,
that sounds incredible.
It was really good. You know, he's been at this a long time. He's worked in South Africa. He's worked in the Middle East. He's worked in very high conflict zones and has developed some methods that really have proven successful in doing this kind of doing that kind of work. So here on CQEW, we're giving listeners a little taste of that with our dialogue show. And we just want to... I think also really acknowledge, you know, the staff and the other volunteers at CQW for making this all possible, you know, for creating this kind of an environment and opportunity. So if you really like this kind of programming, you can show your support. As Kayla mentioned before, you can go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. to make a donation, or you can make an e-transfer. Fundrive@ckuw.ca is the email to make a donation. And all those donations, no matter how big or how small, are welcome. But if you do make the $35 donation that Kaylin was talking about, you get a friends card, which is a way to show businesses and other organizations in the community that you're part of community radio, and you can get a 10% discount at various places in the city around Winnipeg, groceries, cafes, bars, those kind of places, so that you can there's recognition for that. There's a few other opportunities as well. This year that they're trying something new with a tote bag. So the one for that is 95.9. And if you don't know, that's the FM station for CKUW. So $95.90 will get you a CKUW toque or a tote bag.
That's so specific. I love it.
And those are a couple other ways to show your support.
Beautiful. Yeah, I want to get one of those tote bags. And I was looking at the artist. I posted this morning on our social media on Instagram, and I was looking through the artist, looking through the, you know, who put, I'm trying to think of, remember the artist's name.
Natalie.
Of course, Natalie. What's the last name?
Webb.
Okay, Natalie Webb is the artist for this year, and the artwork is beautiful. I just put it on our Instagram, which is at dialogues_MB, so you can take a look there. And if you are a follower of Marianne on Facebook, then she's a collaborator on the post, so then you can see the beautiful artwork that would be on the tote bag on our Instagram and on Marianne's Facebook if you're a follower of her there. So we invite you to follow along on social media as well to learn about our show and to look back and see the other shows that we have done. So like I was saying this morning, it really feels like we've done quite a lot. Like we've had on several guests. We've already done like three shows with two guests each. It's pretty cool. I'm going to do that recap in a little bit, but I wanted to kind of build on what you were saying before, Marianne, around, you know, why we are doing this show and what this opportunity that CQW is really providing us is all about. Like, it really is about furthering our understandings of each other, and we're providing that space. So I'm a mediator, so what I do is I hold the space, I will call it, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about what this means. There's other things I do aside from as a mediator. I don't just sit there, but I wanted to kind of give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what that means. So this idea of holding space, which is essentially what we're doing on the radio with this show, is We are providing a space for people to have conversations that they may not be able to do that if they were to do that just on their own. So if they were to just, you know, meet each other in public, or as you were saying, Marianne, the way that our society kind of sets up these conversations often is like us versus them, rural versus urban, like, oh, city people, farmers, blah, blah. You know, it's just constant, right? What is it called? The rage.
Rage farm.
Like, it's crazy. You start looking. I mean, I'm not on TikTok or X or whatever it's called. But I mean, yeah, social media can be really that platform for people to kind of butt up against each other. And then there's other people who are on either side that are sort of fueling those two sides. And so when we are bringing people together in this space and holding the space for them to have that conversation and asking them questions that challenge them, you know, that really think about, well, get them to think about, how would I respond to this person? What do I want this other person to know about me and about where I come from? And so I'm going to just read something from the original author. This is essentially what it means to hold space. And so her name is Heather Plett, and a lot of facilitators and mediators and coaches kind of use this term in different ways, but I just wanted to sort of give credit to the original, the OG, you could say, of this term. So she says, what does it mean to hold space for someone else? It means that we are willing to walk alongside another person in whatever journey they're on, without judging them, without making them feel inadequate, without trying to fix them or trying to impact the outcome. So you think about this, right? I should continue the quote. When we hold space for other people, we open our hearts, we offer unconditional support, and we let go of judgment and control. So this is really what we're doing, I find, is just this kind of, we're inviting people to think about what the other person's saying and maybe do some deep breathing while they process their emotion, their emotional reaction to it. And to kind of come up with a really non-judgmental response, right? So in mediation, what I do is I essentially help coach people through that, right? And ask them, okay, you know, let's first of all set some ground rules, no interrupting, you know, no jumping in and, you know, judging, right, about what the other person has said. Sometimes I feel a bit like a referee as a mediator because I'm really just saying, okay, well, actually, I'm going to ask you to respond in a different way. You know, I'm going to push them. And so I'm really excited, Marianne, once we have people who are actually really in conflict, that I could put my put that muscle to practice, that conflict and that mediator muscle a little bit. And so I think that going back to like the whole idea of this opportunity that we have here is really to bring folks together to think about how can they respond to the other person and to other people in society who are different from them, you know. So hopefully our listeners can take away different ideas of how they can respond to people who are different from them. And for us, it's really about, because I'm from rural Manitoba, I'm not from, but I grew up in Wolseley, but I now consider myself to be this true ruralite. I've been in, you know, living in the country for almost 8 years now. So like for when you invited me to do this with you, Marianne, I think it was like really fitting that we both, come from these different cultures. We're living in these different cultures and we have these different networks of people. So yeah. Well, anything you want to build on that, Marianne?
Well, I just think that what you're saying in terms of holding space is important for mediation. And, you know, if we are doing this on the radio, to be able to create a little bit of that when we have guests that have different perspectives. So we're going to talk more about these things, but we're going to go now to the other song that we have. And this song is actually from another local band called Op-Ed. And they are actually also doing a event. I'll talk more about. The event is tomorrow. That grew out of the movement to address the ongoing conflict and genocide and occupation in Gaza. So there's Palestinian performers and artists, and they're playing tomorrow at the Riverview Community Center at 90 Ashland in an event that's also a fundraiser for progressive journalism. So I thought it was really fitting that we should hear a song called Free World by Op-Ed, and it's a little heavier than my usual taste. It's kind of punky, it's kind of heavy metal. Not usually a fan of that kind of music, but I am definitely a fan of music that carries a message and is inspired by the kind of peace and worldview that they have.
Oh. With your CKUW Friends Card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends Card, your dollars get you more at
Kincaw Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out the Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music, sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends Card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Hi, my name's Joan Reno. I'm the host of Sunny Road, every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11. From a dimly lit juke joint to a country field and everything in between, meet me on the Sunny Road.
It's time, meet me on the Sunny Road.
Saturday night at midnight, CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm.Crypto. Former CKAW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Barry took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
We are back after listening to Op-Ed and the song Free World. And like I said before, you can hear them live in person tomorrow. Tickets are only $15 at the Riverview Community Center at 90 Ashland. And it's also a fundraiser for progressive journalism. And I'm going to be there promoting our show and enjoying Op-Ed. We're having a little trouble with the phone line, so we're just going to carry on, and hopefully we can get Catherine on within the next 20 minutes. The first show that we did, Kaylin, Catherine got in touch with me.
Okay.
And let me know that she is a all-the-time CKUW listener, and she was really pleased to hear about our show. And when we had the idea of doing Fun Drive, I just figured who better to call to talk about why she listens to CKUW. So hopefully we can connect with Catherine. Catherine does a lot of other things in the community, too. I've known her for quite a while, and hosts a drop-in for people in the West Broadway neighborhood, that kind of thing. But I wanted to go back to this idea of the value of community radio and what I see as kind of decorporatizing our media diet. And, you know, we can think about all the things that we consume, you know, the way that we now consume so much social media. And, you know, before we didn't binge on Netflix, you watched a show. You know, when I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, there was no taping anything. but now people, you know, we've evolved through recording. And I just like the idea that we're doing something in real time on radio. And people can make an intentional choice to listen, which is what Catherine does. So I'm going to welcome you on the show, Catherine.
Hi, Marianne. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Also in downtown Winnipeg area in West Broadway. How are you doing?
That's where I am.
And so I've already explained that the first show that we did, you got in touch with me. And just talk a little bit about why do you listen to CKUW? Of all the options that you have, why are you listening to CKUW so much?
Well, you know, that would take a little more than a few minutes to tell you, but when I turned on my radio that morning, which I do, my dial is set at 95.9 FM over the years, the pre-pandemic years, I started tuning in thanks to a friend. A friend had told me about different things. So anyway, when I heard your voice, I sat here and I said, I do know that voice. Who is it? And then when it was you, of course I had to feedback because you're open to that. And this project, this program, this dialogue that you are developing, and it really is fun to listen to week after every other week to see and hear the developments. I've always enjoyed community-spirited activities that help other people express their voice. We are very, very, very lucky to have CKUW on the air. There's a cross-generational aspect. There's a no-advert policy, and these things appeal to me as a listener. I want to say hello to anyone who is listening, too, because that's how word is spread about good programming, interesting programming, relevant programming to some of us listeners in whatever space in our life that we're at.
I often say that pretty much anything can build and develop a community, and certainly community radio does develop community. And really glad that you're part of the CKUW listener community and that you turn in on a regular basis. So thanks really very, very much, Catherine, for joining us this morning.
It's good to be here. I did want to congratulate all the people over the 60 plus whatever years CKUW has been broadcasting, because it is a lot of work. It is a passion, and it's wonderful to hear it on the radio.
Thanks, Catherine. We couldn't have scripted you better. You're great. Thanks,
Marianne,
so much.
Marianne, I am here listening. As a listener, there's a variety of programming, and, you know, some of my favorite programs are Medicine Wheel of Music on Sunday morning. You have to hear these guys. Barking Dog, Department 13, Democracy Now!, of course, the War and Peace Report with Amy Goodman. That's from New York City. That's not local, but it's so informative, along with Nora Loretto, you know. And then there's our Kit Temple, Tent Revival, Sunny Road with Joan Reno. My friends and I talk about it. You see, we listen together.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's how it works.
You know the shows on CKUW, and glad to hear some of your favorites. Thanks again for agreeing to come in on the line today. And I think that your testimony and your support is an example for other folks to maybe increase their diet of CKUW and community radio. Thanks, Catherine.
We'll spread the word about gravel roads to city lights. I grew up on the Winnipeg River, Marianne. I came to the city, obviously, and the dialogue that you and your co-host, Caitlin, are doing is wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Go ahead. I love that. That was very heartwarming to hear. We need to have more people on, Marianne. That was kind of one of our first sort of call-ins that we also just learned how to do a phone call here in studio. So now that we know how to do a phone call, we can I would love to call more of my friends and, you know, hear about them listening to CKUW. I'm thinking, you know, Marianne, there's probably some first-generation farmers that would have, like, gone to U of W and now are farming, and it would be cool to get them on as a guest. So I want to do a quick little recap for anyone that's tuning in. Our show is called Dialogues, Gravel Roads to City Lights on CKUW here. This is a little bit of a recap of some of the shows that we talked about. We don't have a ton of more time this morning, but I just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of an idea of, like, if you have missed some shows, you can go online and you can listen to them. So CKUW puts all of the shows that have aired online, CKUW.ca, and we do have our own page now, which is kind of pretty cool. So you can go there, kind of, you know, search for shows and search for dialogues, and you can find our shows there. So our first guest that we had, we had two folks, one who's a beekeeper, but also a teacher, professor at U of M. And we had Shauna McKinnon, who's a professor at U of W, who teaches in urban studies. And I thought their dynamic was almost too easy for the first show. They weren't in conflict at all. I was, like, ready to mediate. But they were talking about assumptions and biases that often rural and urban folks make of each other. And so in that show, we talked about some tools such as nonviolent communication, learner versus judger mindset. Marianne, you talked about sense of community and the Good Neighbor Builders Program. And then we also kind of brought up other initiatives that we've heard about that really work at building community between neighbors themselves, right? And so that inspired us to go even further and talk about community more with our next guests, which were Dale from the Ag Societies, which is, like, a huge, you know, community builder in rural Manitoba. So she's the executive director. And then we had Leslie from Spence Neighborhood Association. And we continued the conversation about community building, how do we build community, but also we talked about safety. And that was really interesting, which I think we could do more conversation on in the future, is, like, going more into how do people feel safe in their communities, what gives them that sense of safety, how do they get the police involved. I think it would be really interesting to look at, maybe from an Indigenous perspective, you know, are Indigenous communities getting that support and protection and safety, that, you know, do they feel safe in their communities? That could be a whole show in and of itself, in a way, looking at maybe, like, police or involvement or RCMP. But that show, I thought we skimmed the surface around, like, how people feel safe in community, how can some neighbors support each other in community. And then we had a Christmas-related show, which was talking about holiday traditions. So we had a cider producer from Winkler, from, you know, a quite religious, you know, Christian the city, Winkler, Manitoba, and talking about his community and growing up Christian and that sort of thing. And then we had someone from the Baha'i faith, which we learned about, who is living in Central Park. Yeah.
Central Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. I'm trying to remember his name now, of course. But yeah, so that was a really interesting dialogue too, because they were talking about how does religion play a factor into how they treat others, you know, and how they are welcoming of others, but also how can religion prevent people from understanding each other and respecting each other. So that was a really cool show that aired on Boxing Day. And so if you want to check out our other shows, as I mentioned, CKUW has them online, and follow us on Instagram. The handle is @dialogues_MB. And yeah, I will talk a little bit more. If you're just tuning in, I want to do another pitch for Fun Drive, which kicks off tonight. This is really exciting. We get to do this kind of the first sort of kickoff, I feel. I mean, maybe other folks have talked about it so far, but Fun Drive for CKUW starts tonight at 5 p.m. There will be the opportunity to actually talk to a real live human. I'm just so excited about this human aspect of it, because when you phone somewhere and you want to give money or figure out what's going on with your money, like with CRA, you just rarely talk to a human. And so CQUW is offering these phone lines that you can call. And I'm just going to give the phone number as soon as I find it, that you can call this number and talk to someone to show your support for community radio. The number is 204-774-6877, starting at 5 p.m. tonight. The second way you can give to CQW is making a pledge online. So you go to cqw.ca/donate, and you can make a pledge there. So if that's kind of your, you know, if you're more of like a pledge person, that's your jam, do that. Maybe you're like, I just wanted to give right now, and I am an efficient person, and I have lots of things to do on a Friday. I don't know. You can send an e-transfer. The email is fundrive@ckuw.ca. So those are three ways that you can give. And yeah, I'm excited that we're kind of kicking this off this morning, and we'll talk more about it as well on our next show, which is February 20th. So
one of the shows that we did the most recently that had guests was with my MP in Winnipeg Centre, Leah Gazan.
Thank you. Yes, I
and, forgot about that one. A counselor that was born in Churchill, Manitoba, who's Jerry Tom. And what sparked that show was the crisis due to the hydro outage in
Pimichickamack
or Cross Lake, and the fact that the power was out for 11 days and people had to be evacuated, pipes froze and burst, and there was all sorts of flooding of homes and then sewage spills, and even just from the sewage treatment plant in the community. So that's a community of over 4,000 people were evacuated. Mm-hmm. And I know I visited the hotel on Wellington, close to the airport, where they're collecting donations, and was just really motivated to try and do something. And we had that radio show to talk about, you know, the underservicing of First Nations communities, the ongoing displacement now in this, you know, era of climate change where there's fires, and to learn that that community had been evacuated the third time and that people are now, you know, still displaced. And so we had the guests talking about, Leah and Jerry talking about really not just what the problem is, but what the solutions are in terms of development in northern communities, northern First Nations communities, mm-hmm. So that they can stay in their community, stay on their land, have the ability to live off the land, and to stop this sort of ongoing colonization of moving First Nations, Indigenous people off the land in the way that it happens now with climate change, with the fact that, you know, there's not enough housing, there's not enough development and infrastructure.
And how that contributes to homelessness in Winnipeg, too.
Yes.
Like we could talk about the migration. I mean, Jerry shared his story about the migration of displacement of Indigenous people, and how then when they came to Winnipeg, well, they don't have that support. They just, you know, so it's all connected. I thought we saw a lot of connections there.
So we want to do more shows like that. We're looking at another show with Indigenous youth to talk about what it's like to grow up Indigenous in rural and northern Manitoba, or in urban Manitoba. And I'm coming up to every February is something called the High School Ethics Bowl. And I've been a judge now for quite a few years, and we just have that coming up with teams from across Manitoba, from high schools across Manitoba. And it's a really interesting to hear from high school students that are developing their skills in being able to not only have ethical conversations about, you know, a whole range of different topics, but to do that in a way that's it's based on dialogue. So they're judged on how well they can have a dialogue about a controversial or a hot topic. So that's something I'm doing coming up. I've got this thing on tomorrow with peace activists, and I just wanted to say that you know, with everything going on in the States with ICE and the raids that are going on, I have a friend in Minneapolis that had her shop raided. They were looking for people of color who are employees. And so I've just been really following, and I actually got to be on a call with Indivisible in the United States, which is the group that's organizing all the protests and organizing neighborhoods to be able to look after each other and watch out for these ICE raids that are happening.
Hmm.
And there were almost 10,000 activists on this phone call. I was so moved. I was so inspired by what they were doing, and they were talking with Erica Chenoweth, who is the political scientist and academic researcher who's developed the 3.5% theory, that you only need 3.5% of a population to be engaged in that kind of nonviolent action to be successful. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, also in West Broadway at the West End Commons, and looking at how we can replicate some of that amazing activism that's going on south of the border here locally.
That's not the same event as the evening.
No, that's a different event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also with some of the same, you know, peace kind of theme.
Mm-hmm. But, what time is that tomorrow?
That's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That's
online or?
No, that's in person. It's at West End Commons.
At West End Commons. Nice. Yeah. It's a good way to get involved.
I don't think we'll get any crashers at that, but just, you know, trying to talk about some of the different things that are going on in the city that are in keeping with the theme of our show, you
mm-hmm.
know, that are that mediation isn't just formal mediation where you have a mediator and two parties, that there's all sorts of ways of applying that philosophy.
Totally. Yeah. So there's lots going on. Wow. You're busy, Marianne. You have lots going on. Well, yeah, that is all that we have for you today. As I mentioned, we're going to continue on the Fun in Fun Drive on February 20th. So you can make a donation. Fun Drive is happening tonight. Kicks off tonight and happens the next 2 weeks. So actually February 20th, which is our next show, is kind of that last sort of day, official day, I guess, of Fun Drive. So thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our show today, and we will see you on February 20th, bright and early. And thank you, CQW and Wooden Spoons.
This is David Barsamyan, host and director of Alternative Radio. Established in 1986, the award-winning AR is dedicated to the founding principles of public broadcasting, which urge that programming serve as a forum for controversy and debate, be diverse, and provide a voice for groups that may otherwise be unheard. Tune in to Alternative Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM to hear from people like Arundhati Roy, David Suzuki, Vijay Prashad, Naomi Klein, Tariq Ali, and Angela Davis.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada.